Sangha ho anavajanikam maniya 大明咒是无上咒，是 能登舟，能做一切夫，真实不虚，故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：揭谛揭谛波罗揭谛波罗僧揭谛菩提萨。
Dhamma jungdende dhikhin yagwa dhajamba yangdhava sope sanje rikwa dhajabdo
Dhamma dhara jepa jine
jepa jine Kibu dhue kalu jiwa dhana mepa dhata menangye Dhamma sanje jungdende pekyawa shakya thubwa la chakse moshu Che wo kangze kangye zongwa jadamze Sajin dhana bomba dhumbo ne Mane jiten dhina chokye Jesse
Sanong yende jazu jin, di jin shakha jazu lo, tabe de shakha wan yuru, ge wen ge zon de shu jin, jik du tan tan shu ju wa, shi ju shakha shakha zon lo, tan 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 年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能报更正的说年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能报更正的说年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能报更正的说年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能报更正的说年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能报更正的说年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能报更正的说年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能报更正的说年底学我做了更新你前年些现在感应到中了百八千了老师你前几天就能找报告看到样大这个都能能
那这里的卡斯肯尼拍摄的这些南区模式这些的所有下的原理力量所有下的这里但南区人民但出地域人民是当时这里可是这里穿云不利这三人按照这这么个人间特别的最初的这么这一年他记住他这一辈的他把那天被他把他把这个他가서도대체서당연히이제당하던내대배대신이차대요래그런저한테현재당구잖아내내전부자유유리하다가서보게다패지렉자하게다사제의최근데발레이여러라패지렉자최다제니어다디다르미니버드제엔대단체지베네미스나버드제당하다중년대기록개발이차대요래나도봐봐그동말기유세리쟤는이니카와진지종기다그강진리야이니대지에서다산지에서다르체체땅으로기루셔서차지가래이니그림지는지지다내가그때부터겨워서오사죠
up till today we have had a lot of discussions mainly on the introduction explanation of the Buddhism Buddha Dharma in general So up to this point, we can regard the past few sessions as almost like a kind of a lecture which was presented on the essential teachings of the Buddha. But from this session onwards, the main emphasis, the main sort of part of the explanations would have more direct relevance to one's own personal practice. And therefore, at the beginning of the session, we had the opportunity to listen to chantings from the different traditions. So historically, from the point of view of evolution of the various traditions, the Theravada Buddhism, which represents the and upholds the Pali tradition, is, one could say, the senior most among the students of the students of the Buddha, and this compassionate and kind teacher Buddha. And then second, we had chantings from the members of the Chinese tradition whose primary source is the Sanskrit tradition and also to some extent Pali. And then this was followed by chantings from the members of the Vietnamese Sangha. So all of these different traditions of Buddhism were compared to the Tibetan Buddhists are senior. And then last we had the Tibetan chanting. So in comparison to this first three traditions, a Tibetan tradition can be seen as the junior most student. So I'm happy to have this fortunate opportunity where chantings from all the various traditions which represent the students of the Buddha, the same teacher, the kind and compassionate teacher, were performed on a single platform.
That is so shared with the Japanese and the Korea, that is Chungyamare.
What were missing were the two traditions, the Japanese and the Korean tradition.
Maybe it's not Cambodia, Laos, perhaps. But okay. So these countries, as a Buddhist countries, traditionally, at least in China, I think they in any case, the dominant religion in the history in China, Buddhism is the dominant religion. So I'm very happy. And also sometimes when they chanting, especially when they chanting the Chinese, in Chinese language, of course that immediately reflects the millions of human beings in the past in that area to practice Buddha Dharma. So because of the population, it is very, I think, very, very important. So, recent few decades, I think great damage to Buddha Dharma in mainland China. I think the Chinese tradition, rich Chinese tradition, including Buddhist faith, still very much alive in Taiwan, that I noticed. So, I think the time passes, time change or time passes. Of course, the value of Buddha Dharma, value of all sort of religious tradition, major world religious tradition, and particularly like you say, Buddhism, I think still very much relevant in human society, in human life. So, where there is some newly invented sort of ideology or system, sometimes it fails. I think the more than 2,500 year old is a Buddhist tradition, I think still relevant. So, that's just my feeling. So sometimes feel a little sad. Now,
So we have to carry on from where we left the text, the heart of wisdom.
The heart said, the very quiet, young chora, because of the Ningi heart said, the Koshaw said, Tago heart, the Koshaw.
Truly, the title of this text, "Heart of Wisdom" in English, is a very appropriate title. It can refer to the heart in the sense of essence or heart, but also heart with a different spelling can be H-A-R-D. So it's a heart text. In fact, the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras constitute one of the most important subjects of scholarly studies in Tibetan monasteries. And in fact, on an average, a monk student would spend 5, 6, 7 years studying this Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. And in terms of commentary and literature that the students use to study the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, there are many commentaries. For example, there is a list of 21 Indian commentaries that were translated into Tibetan, and then there are many indigenous Tibetan commentaries on the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. And this study, the emphasis on the study of the Perfection of Wisdom is universal to all the four schools of Tibetan Buddhism, Sakya, Kagyu, Nyingma, and Geluk. There's a story. The famous Tibetan scholar and master Jamyang Shepa Ngawang Tsundru, the great author, and also both a highly realized practitioner and also master, Jamyang Shepa, when he returned to his native homeland, someone approached him and told him, made the observation that Jamyang Shepa, you have a great reputation of being a master of professional wisdom literature. Does that mean that you know your expertise in other subjects, other disciplines such as Madhyamaka and so on, is not really that great? So to this, Jamyang Shepa replied, he said that if you look at Madhyamaka philosophy, Madhyamaka philosophy presents the philosophical standpoint of the Perfection of Wisdom Sutras, and if you look at the study of epistemology and valid cognitions and logic and so on, then what you find is presentation of all the methods of inquiry and analysis and reasoning, which is a medium for the understanding of professional wisdom. And if you look at the Vinaya, which is the monastic discipline studies, then what you find is the actual practical precepts that a practitioner of professional wisdom must undertake. And if you look at Abhidhamma, which is the category known as the manifest knowledge or also phenomenology, then what you find is an enumeration of all the taxonomy of reality, which is found also in the Perfection of Wisdom Sutra. So what you find here is the study of Perfection of Wisdom really is the foundation, it's the root.
And 나다 되는 이 메인 자네다 가자 주고 이제 그것도 담바 당 담배도 이제 먹어서 송대야 돼 아니 찬이 주베 다 리시스템도 가다 찬이 주지 아니 니에들이야 아니 그것도 담바 사야지다 가다 낭섭 대응하는 쉐위아래 낭섭 대응하는 주생 뭐지 요아래 다 될로 그것도 담바 쉐위아래 이 당시에 전에 니에 버치 말아 마다 마제병 안에 그 낭섭 대응하는 다 가지고 우리 그게 패는 대등에 탄입에 삼월에 용수 다 되는 시기 들려들려야 이니 그것도 봐 쓰기야 해 나 속아 이니 민저와 망고 용대야 시기 인발에 자체 붙여기야 해 나 단단단 봐 쓰잖아 이니 낭섬 대임 심발 대 전기 이루 이루 삼 전기 시루 진대인 아 다시 쟤네 이니 쟤인도 자네 나 아 니야 지금 아니 터득이 인루성 유루들 니무야 저 내면은 달려야 단론 담아 세래 저 나가다 춘이를 쓰기하래 어다 춘이 가서 집었네 춘이 양가도 내가 인루자네 춘이 세야리 고 시지 아니 모니 집에 떠들 춘이 쓰기하래 인데 고 가다 동시 지기 아니 각자 떠와 뒤에는 춘이 다 가다 가서 그래 시작이하래 춘이 못해고기하래 저 내면 인데 다 시식이 되는 게 말이야. 근데 인류 수레 동반이 샘마인스. 동반이를 저 수심마인으로서. 다 도신대야지.
Yesterday we read the first two parts of the fourfold or four aspects of emptiness. These were form is empty and emptiness is form. Now we continue carry on with the rest. So we read emptiness is not other than form. And form is also not other than emptiness. So what this presents here is that in relation to this way, we have to understand the Buddha's teaching on the two truths. As Nagarjuna points out in the Fundamentals of the Middle Way, that all the teachings that the Buddha has given were done so within the framework of the two truths. And then he defines what are the two truths. One is the truth of the everyday worldly convention is the relative truth or the conventional truth, and the truth that is arrived at through an analytic ultimate analysis is the ultimate truth. So although this concept of understanding the nature of reality in terms of two truths is common to many schools of thought in India, both Buddhist and non-Buddhist, however, it is in the highest sort of subtlemost understanding of the two truths, we will find that the two truths are understood not as two separate independent entities, rather two truths are understood as two aspects or the two natures of one and the same thing and one and the same world. So in other words, the two truths are two aspects or two natures of the same phenomenon. So the aspect of the level of reality that is affirmed or ascertained on the basis of mere appearance, our perception, day-to-day, everyday perception, that level of reality, which is not affirmed through a process of critical analysis, but simply on the basis of our day-to-day experience, that level of reality is known as the conventional reality or relative truth. And this is the world of multiplicity, diversity, tremendous diversity, and so on. However, there is a further level of reality, which is known as the ultimate truth. And this is the level of reality that is arrived at through a process of critical analysis, in examining or analyzing in what manner things and events exist, and seeking their true essence. So through such critical process, you arrive at a realization which is the absence of independent or intrinsic existence of things and events. And that is their suchness, that is their ultimate mode of being, which is called the ultimate truth. And this is the emptiness of all things. And yesterday we spoke about how emptiness cannot be understood independent of individual objects upon which emptiness is defined. Emptiness can only be understood in on the basis of kind of contingent upon individual particular things and events. And so in actual fact, emptiness is the ultimate mode of being of that thing under inquiry, under analysis. So the fact it refers to the absence of intrinsic existence of things and events. And therefore, it is arrived at through the negation of inherent existence. And therefore, this emptiness cannot be posited totally independent of the basis upon which it is ascertained. And to emphasize this point, we read, emptiness is not other than a form, and form is also not other than emptiness.
Yeah. That is why, yabangwebe tatate, chawa dishe. Tongba ni susu sunduzane, tongshindu nawa, iduzane, mebangwebe tatate, chawa dishe. And then tongba tinju shawa dishe. So tongba was, nawa tongba, nawa tongba she. Chazan yabangwebe tatate. Then tongba ni susu sunduzane, tongni tinju shaya. Digi, Mimic Tatate. Then, Sulu Tongani Shaman is a digi. The Tinju Sunju Nangdong Dini Jemmy. So, usually, Jenny, that digi, Yemi Niger Tatate, that Tashi Shivora. Jenny, that the name Tongani Religious Sushima Inusia digi. Niming Tata Chow, no Suzu Nimni Chambo, Takun the Chow, the Dambins. She just Bersajabe, Lambda Kudule, now on Tongba, now on Tongba, incredible, Tongba Tinjun, only Nangdong Sunju, Sunju Jede, Senor, Duni Shibo, the Nigel Chisunga. Saja, Nawa Tongba, Tongba Tinjun, Nangdong Sunju, Sunju Jede.
Perhaps it is the tradition that may have stemmed from the Nyingma Master Mipham, where there's a reading of these four aspects or four approaches to the understanding of emptiness, where the first aspect, form is empty, is understood as presenting the emptiness of the world of appearance. And through this way, it enables the individual to be to transcend the extreme of existence or absolutism. And then the second aspect, which reads emptiness as form, this is understood as presenting how emptiness should be understood in terms of dependent origination. So emptiness arises as a dependent origination, and through this way it enables the individual to transcend the extreme of nihilism or non-existence. And then the third aspect, which read emptiness is not other than form, this presents the union of appearance and emptiness, or union of emptiness and dependent origination, thus enabling the individual to transcend the extremes of both existence and non-existence. And the fourth aspect, which read form is also not other than emptiness, is read as presenting the idea of how appearance and emptiness are not incompatible. In fact, they are they abide in a state of total equanimity. So therefore, this is presented, this is understood as presenting the idea of total transcendence over all conceptual elaborations, thus enabling the individual to transcend the extremes of
the neither of the two, neither existence or non-existence. So we also find in the Sakya Lamdre tradition, the path and fruition tradition, where there is an approach to the understanding of emptiness, where we also have a similar false approach, where the appearance is established as empty, and then and then the emptiness is affirmed as dependent origination, and then emptiness and the appearance are affirmed as a unity, and then and this unity is affirmed as being transcending, being beyond expression, transcending expression. Sorry, transcending language. Yeah.
知道的。 東北口啊， 但丁中团里啊，下面 東北口啊，那个时候呢， 東北丁中团里下这个情况呢， 南外有的时候是不把设备， 南外没得设， 東北有的时候啊，就有个要的。
So if one's understanding of emptiness is really penetrated the depth in the correct way, then not only will one's understanding of the appearance level, in fact, they will perform the functions also in the reverse way. One's understanding of emptiness will help enable one to transcend the extreme of non-existence, and the affirmation of the appearance, the level of aspect of the level of appearance, will enable the individual to affirm, transcend the extreme of existence.
Mm-hmm. 当熟了呀，熟的风波里呀，东西西火加了能新鲜呢，当出来风波，东西西风波，南西西风波，南来呀，东西西火的基本都要松。
So just as one applied this fourfold approach to understand the emptiness of form, then the text suggests that we should also extend this understanding of the fourfold approach to all the remaining aggregates, such as the aggregate of feelings, discrimination, mental formations, and consciousness.
但是呢，但是讲的碰碰啊，碰碰啊，它确实他们叫咯，不是，累积的确实是碰碰啊，那么对不起。So
with this, within the category of five aggregates, all the composite phenomena are included.
但是呢，谢瑞夫在这确实他们叫东北人的，哎，你曾经没把写说，那，对不对？
求我们吧，考我们吧，我说，对不对呀？生命去年那把节，实际上就下一个嘞。 Then we read in this way, Shariputra, all things are emptiness. They have without defining characteristics, and so on, until we reach the last passage, which we read, the last sentence of the paragraph, which reads, they have no decrease, and they have no increase. In this section are presented what are called the emptiness of the eight profound aspects.
嗯，这到底的，那成年没吧？是呢，人际成年，是还是我不给，是没达不到单位，我说我是基层的，你让给。 아니 가시고 그 소소로 와서 어디 내가 랑게 챙기잖아. 타녀도 아니 그지 챙기도 랑게 챙기잖아. 요래디 이네 그게 당시 잖아. 아니 제대로 챙기 매봐. 그다 다가는 신기 뉴질이 최 그 규진지 때네 용기 요래디 이네 당시 잖아. 내로 공간도 맞게 봐. 다가는 신기 밑에 밑에 차이 좀 가야 요래디 이네 가서 오아메바 도메바 타데티미 던직민 진 땡중 트레베 타 계소 바다 디 트레베 시즌에 해지다 예버지를 돼요 예버지 땡중 강라 땡 뉴질 땡중 뉴질 땡중 강라 가소게 예더버티 진전 가소게부티 땡중 디 시수 두버를 했으라고 이나 아니 짜짜이고요 아래 땡중 디 시수 두이면 짜요나 아니 시수 두 매버리 땡중 디 시수 두에 가소 매버리 자 드리면 인도산에 드리고 그 가소를 그게 쟤네 아니 쟤유 드산에 디 쟤모설라 니기 매더버시 디 가르니고 설라나 가소 쟤 다 대성시 그 니기요 인도산에 나와 간다 아니 땡중 강은 가소 쟤 예버티 아니 가소 그게 사과매배 파괴 이식이 유일한신을 떼네 아니 가소 쟤의 여마리스
So, so we read here that in this way, Shariputra, all things are emptiness, they are without defining characteristics. So defining characteristics here refer to both the general characteristics of phenomena and also individual characteristics. For example, in the case of composite phenomena, the general characteristics are impermanence, no self, and so on, which are universal characteristics of these things and events, and then they will be individual defining characteristics of different entities such as form and so on. These characteristics do exist on the relative level, and on the basis of that we define things and events. However, these characteristics do not exist as ultimate natures of the things and events. Because if we were to search for, say, for example, the characteristics of things and events, if we were to search for their essence, then they will be revealed to be unfindable. Similarly, we read that they are not born, they do not cease, they are not defiled, and so on. So this reference to things and events being unborn does not suggest that they do not come into being, they have no origination and so on, but rather what is being pointed out is that such characteristics of the properties of coming into being and ceasing to exist and so on, these are characteristics of things. However, these are not; they do not exist as ultimate nature, defining ultimate natures of things and events. Because if one were to search for these characteristics, such as origination, cessation, and so on, through the Arya's transcendent wisdom, which realizes the emptiness directly, from that perspective, origination and cessation is not found. What is found is the mere absence of origination, cessation, and so on. So therefore, these characteristics, such as origination, cessation, and so on, do not reside in the things, do not inhere in the things in an ultimate sense, on the ultimate level. And so this resonates what we find in the Nagarjuna's verse of homage to Buddha at the beginning of his Fundamentals of the Middle Way, where Nagarjuna pays homage to the Buddha by teaching dependent origination and then explaining dependent origination in terms of the absence of the independent or intrinsic existence of the eight characteristics of phenomena, these being no cessation, being unborn, devoid of non-existence or devoid of eternal existence, and going and coming and devoid of distinctness or devoid of identical existence. So these eight characteristics on the conventional level or on the relative level do exist as as qualities of things and events, but they do not inherit in the things and events on the ultimate level or from the ultimate point of view.
Oh yeah. That's it. Now the Samyuchini Naba Gyavudi Namdara Kosum Nama Tsura Duna Chetam Tongbani is Mo Tongbani Chet. Tinu was at Dinibuti Kasuri. Namatawa Kotongbani Chet. Then Majiba, Mangawa, Chimameva, Chimata Chawas, Dishibuti, Namatawa Kotamameva. Do, Noreta, and the Duran Shi Don. Sin. Dagada Mora Shi Don, Duran Shi Don. Then a Chumba Kamaka Sadi, Devon Shi Don. Then she cheek tenne, Konamta Kosha in Lutane, Kasul Pigate, Dembe, that's your quarrel, no quarrel, Dembe Kiamaba, Dembe Devu Mitiba. Susan Quarrel, what you quarrel, labor. So the name is
So these emptiness of the eight profound emptiness of the which is referred to in this passage, absence of defining characteristics, the absence of origination, absence of cessation, absence of defilement, and absence of undefiled, and then there is being no decrease and no increase. These eight profound emptinesses can also be understood within the context of what are known as the three doors of liberation. And these are the door of liberation of emptiness. One is the wishlessness and signlessness. And the emptiness, the door of liberation of emptiness, refers to the emptiness of the actual nature of the thing and event. And in this class belongs to the first two emptiness, the absence of defining characteristics, and the absence of and so we read all things are emptiness. So this is one, and they are without defining characteristics. These two together belong to the first door of liberation, which is the door of liberation of emptiness, and then the next four characteristics being unborn, not ceasing. Not being defiled and not being undefiled, they belong to the second door of liberation, which is known as the signlessness, because they present the emptiness from the point of view of the causation. And then the last two emptinesses aspects, there being no decrease and no increase, explain that the third door of liberation, which is the wishlessness, and this refers to the emptiness which is presented from the point of view of the result or the effects. So although three doors of liberation are mentioned in the scriptures, but there are three different ways of looking at or understanding one and the same thing, which is the nature of emptiness. So if you look at it from the point of view of its thing itself, you have the first door of liberation. If you look at it from the point of view of its cause, then you have the second door of liberation, which is the signlessness. And then if you understand it from the point of view of its effects, then it's the third door of liberation, which is the wishlessness. However, all of these three are different ways of approaching and understanding one and the same thing, which is the emptiness of the thing or the event that you are examining. Therefore, in the scriptures, we find the statement that there is no second door to liberation, meaning that other than the wisdom of emptiness, there is no second door leading to liberation or nirvana. So here we speak of Nirvana, and we had a brief discussion of what is the nature of Nirvana, how does one understand the Nirvana in the Buddhist context, and we spoke about how Nirvana or the liberation is a state of mind, it's a quality of mind, and so how do we understand the nature of Nirvana or liberation? Here in the Buddhist in the context of this Heart Sutra, we understand Nirvana to be the ultimate nature of one's mind, but at a stage when one's mind has become totally cleansed of all the mental pollutants. So the emptiness of mind, which is the natural purity of mind, is the basis. And on this basis, as the individual goes through a process of purification or perfection by applying the antidotes to eliminate the mental pollutants, then the eventual result that you attain, where your emptiness of your mind, the ultimate nature of your mind, is totally free of all the obscurations and mental pollutant, that state of that emptiness of your mind is the true Nirvana, the true liberation. Therefore, it is only through actualizing or realizing the ultimate nature of mind at a perfected state that one can attain Nirvana and liberation.
So that the Namjit Tawashi Daddy, let the Yumon Sabe Tar, let the Yumon Namdole, Tada Jerle, Trevani, Tonga Ni Ji Gawa Jusin, Gosil Jana, Jerja, Tonga Ni Tunga Jusin, Jarina, any Yandil Kangu Gosatche.
So, as I normally explained, we find a passage in Nagarjuna's Fundamentals of the Middle Way where he explains how this process of overcoming all mental pollutants and the attainment of Nirvana or liberation is explained by means of a process and also the actual eventual resultant state one arrives at. So emptiness acts as both a means of eliminating the mental pollutants, and also emptiness is the result, a resultant state which one arrives at when one has cleansed one's mind of the pollutants.
That's the name. Shiribu Tadavena, Tongbani Sumi, Sindrama Cheni, number seven Miss Budu Kumbumache. The name Mimi Nam and Nami Jimmy Sindrama Cheni, the Miso Wombutu, Yuambodu, Wombutu, say. The name Sumi Tami Sindrama, Wondu, any use of Sodi, the Mavicenita, the Kandapesti, Gizituni, say. That's the name of Cheni. Come to get the Ganama Nayundu, Mig Kameban, Yi Kamebe Par, Yi Nabashiba Kamji Patoya, Medo, Senadona, Kumbunga, Isi Juni, come to get Dube, Du Chamasek, Tamje, any Koran, Koran, the Nilu Stumeva Yinza, Nilu Mundu Jube, long all the Tanjavani, as well now the Gadu Yaris.
Then we read in the Sutra, therefore, Shariputra. In emptiness, there is no form, no feelings, no discrimination, no mental formations, and no consciousness. And there is no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, and so on. So the first sentence reaffirms the emptiness of the five aggregates. And then the next sentence refers to the emptiness of the six faculties, the five sensory faculties and the mental faculty, and then the next sentence presents the emptiness of the external objects, the sensory bases such as the form, sound, smell, taste, and so on. And then the next sentence, there is no I element and so on, which refers to the 18 elements. And then it culminates with the reference to no element of mental awareness. So within all of these categories are sort of embodied all things and events, including also non-composite phenomena such as the space and so on. And these are all presented as being devoid of intrinsic existence. And then the significance of stating that there is no eye, there is no ear, no nose, and so on, is that it is presented from the perspective of the meditative absorption, which is in single-pointed equipoise upon emptiness through a direct experience. And from that perspective, there is no eye, no ear, no nose, and so on.
Oh, yeah. That's the name, Marugame, Sigatanama Chene, Kushisera Patoya Medo Sadigi. Kuni nyumun cho, tam marigba, tele duji, tele namshi, tene da, mingsu, jiji, rekba, sowa, any, seva, lamba, siva, any, kada kiawa, kashibu, chani, da, kasu, kuni nyumun cho, yana juni, tene marigba seva, marigba seni, duji se, duji seni, namshi seva ne, kashi seva parge, namjang cho, any, kasu, kuge, yana juni, sole, da, tiri chani, tene, Kunjangi, Yala Juni, Yoriti, Dine, Tanyedu, Kasur Pugeta, Tanyedu Mingzam Shimadom, any Yilusu, any Tume, this one.
And then the next two sentences we read, there is no ignorance and no elimination of ignorance, and so on, up to no aging and no death and no elimination of aging and death. So in this sentence, is presented the emptiness of the 12 links of dependent origination, both in terms of the sequential order, which presents the evolution within an unenlightened existence. So this includes all the 12 links of dependent origination, such as ignorance, volition, consciousness, the name and form, and so on. And then the negation of these, no elimination of ignorance, and so on, the elimination of ignorance and so on, presents the reversal order of these 12 links of dependent origination, thus presenting the procedure for gaining freedom from this bondage in the 12 links of dependent origination. So explaining the procedure for attaining enlightened existence. And although both the process for taking birth in a cyclic existence and also the process for gaining freedom out of it and all the 12 links do exist on the conventional level, relative level. However, they do not exist on the ultimate level or from the ultimate point of view.
That's the name, Lamla Sujayun is the name. Teaching to Dungawada, Kunjungawada, Gopata Lame is the name. Mixer, Tambashi, Tanya Zamado, Transamber to a mason. The Asian do, Mixing Mene, Dinshi, Casual, Dinshi Migwe, Dakada, Dinshi Nilu Tone, any issue me. The other, any Dean, Devu, Top of Mason, Dan Devuci, Dajam Bokomata, Dagan the Shinki, Minivan Yandegi, she tops over should easier mace.
And then the next sentence, which reads, likewise, there is no suffering, origin, cessation, or path. There is no wisdom, no attainment, and even no non-attainment. So this sentence presents how to apply this understanding of emptiness within one's path to enlightenment. So the first part of this sentence explains the emptiness of the Four Noble Truths, which is the object of one's meditation. And then this second part, which reads, there is no wisdom, then also presents the emptiness of the subjective experience and understanding of these Four Noble Truths. And then the third part, which reads, no attainment or even no non-attainment, refers to the presents the emptiness of even the resultant state, such as the achievement of the state of Arhat and all the qualities of Buddha's enlightened mind, such as the 10 powers and so on.
Then, Shri Buddha Dharma, 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 Shri Buddha Shilam Devu Chö Kanyinaya Ani Rangshin Yongso Nyangarin Daba Reis Rangshin Yongso Nyangarin Daba Indu Zane Rangi Rangshin Shena Ani Rangshin Da Chinji Lodo Shubhe Loi Wangi Chunwe Ani Dungne Di Di Sey Tugu Rela Chinji Lodo Shubhe Lo Haja Da Chaba Ani Sey Tugu Reis Dende Yimba Indu Zane Ani Sen Da Diba Meji Daba Meji Chinji Lodo Shindun Dene 저도 냥을에 미네베 냥을인데 왜 아니 탈 친구들 냥을에 민데 미네베 냥을인데 뭐 모두 쳐도 그래 사인 그래
And then we read, therefore, Shariputra, since the Bodhisattvas have no obtainments, they abide relying on the perfection of wisdom. Having no defilements in their minds, they have no fear, and thoroughly transcending error, they reach nirvana. So what this presents is that since all the aspects of one's path to enlightenment, such as the ground, the basis, and the path itself, and the resultant fruition, are all devoid of intrinsic existence, and therefore they all possesses the aspects of what could be called the natural nirvana, which refers to their emptiness. And this natural nirvana is their ultimate nature. And through cultivating insight into this natural nirvana, then one will be able to overcome and dispel the sufferings which result from the erroneous understanding of things and events rooted in the ignorance. And not only the sufferings can be removed, which are products of the erroneous beliefs, but also even the propensities and imprints left by the erroneous beliefs can also be removed. And because of this, the bodhisattvas will have no fear and they will transcend beyond, and they will thoroughly transcend the error erroneous beliefs, and through this way, and they will attain the final nirvana, which is the non-abiding nirvana of the Buddha.
Yeah. That's it. Two sums of number of shubhe, sanje tamje kyang, sanje shayadi, chanju senpe negu kanda, shusun sa shubha wala chane. And the mundo jena loli ya, kasa, sagundene ishene, kanka sanje sanne, teni chanju senpe sa sunde aage. 저송 사주보 용종 시에니 가래 사주비 신이 시에니 어다 대상제 신 민다 사주도 와 어다 니인스레 제니 주스도 나버 시가 상제 삼제 경송데 다 가서 우리 그게 사는 진지 모두 제니 터도다 사주벌 영원도 주되네 사주벌 모두 주는 사주벌은 내 되는 제주 선배 뒤에 뒤겠다 아니 가서래 Pono to jitubi tingin zi mundu zene, eni lami zhoyang kubungu zi giba indi zane, tenin debi da sa chubole nebi chinju samba. Dabe kanda lobe sa toshu diba da, lobe sa toshu. Zaba be sanje de be chan dhawaru da nang tuya chigi. Tenin debi tigi, eni tatu eni pono to jitubi tingin zi la dene, lami ba yangda bu zobe chinju ngomba zoba, zobe chinju mundu zene ngomba zoba sanje soos.
Then we read, likewise, all the Buddhas abiding the three times clearly and completely awakened to unexcelled authentic and complete awakening in dependence upon the perfection of wisdom. So this, all the Buddhas abiding in the three times here actually refers to the Bodhisattvas on the 10th Bodhisattva level. So here the term Buddha is used as a kind of an epithet to referring to these Bodhisattvas on the highest level of spiritual attainment. And this we find in Maitreya's Abhisamaya Alamkara, ornament of clear realizations, where when describing the qualities of the 10th Bodhisattva level, he gives the label that it is the Buddha level, the level of the Buddha. So Bodhisattva on the 10th Bodhisattva level will, through remaining single-pointedly absorbed in the meditative absorption known as the diamond-like meditative absorption, who is a Bodhisattva who possesses similitudes of all the enlightenment attributes of the Buddha. So by remaining in total equipoise upon this meditative diamond-like meditative absorption, these Bodhisattvas of all three times will then attain the final awakening, which is the awakening of the Buddha through the dependence upon perfection of wisdom. So after this part of the sutra is said to be explanation of emptiness to the trainees who are of slightly lesser mental aptitude, and then from this point onwards there's a short presentation of emptiness which is specifically for those of higher mental aptitude or mental faculty. So we read, therefore, one should know that the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unexcelled mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that quells all suffering is true because it is not deceptive. So this professional wisdom is here referred to as mantra because the etymological meaning of mantra is the protection of the mind, the protection of heart or protection of mind. And here the understanding is that through professional wisdom, the understanding, insight into the professional wisdom, the individual's mind will be protected against erroneous beliefs such as grasping onto true existence of things and events, and all the mental afflictions that are derived from such erroneous beliefs. So, and because the individual's mind is being protected from such erroneous tendencies, it's called mantra, and it's called the mantra of great knowledge because it is the mantra which help pacify the illnesses of all the three poisons of craving, hatred, and delusion. And it's called the unexcelled mantra because in order to save individual from the dangers of the extremes of cyclic existence and isolated peace of nirvana, there is no greater method or means other than the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, it is called the unexcelled mantra. And it is also called the mantra equal to the unequaled, because here unequaled refers to the Buddha's enlightened state. And it is through the practice of, through the realization of this mantra of perfection of wisdom that one attains equality to the unequaled state. And it is also the mantra that quells all suffering, because not only does it quell manifest sufferings, but also including any propensities or potentials for sufferings are also removed through the insight into this perfection of wisdom. And then we read that it is true because it is not deceptive. So truth here refers to the ultimate truth. Because the perfection of wisdom, the emptiness, is the ultimate truth, therefore there is no disparity between the appearance and reality. Whereas on the conventional level, there is a disparity between the way things appear to us and when things exist. However, on the ultimate level of ultimate truth, there is a uniformity and there is no disparity between appearance and reality. Therefore, it is true. And there is also another meaning to this idea of truth or non-deceptiveness, because through the realization of this mantra, through the actualization of this mantra, this perfection of wisdom can help enable the individual to attain total freedom from suffering and its causes. So in that sense, it is a non-deceptive path. Therefore, from that point of view, we can also say it is a true. And so we read, the mantra of perfection of wisdom is thus proclaimed, Tathiyatha gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhi svaha. Then we read, Shariputra, a bodhisattva, a great being, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom in that way. So with that, Avalokiteshvara's answer to Shariputra's opening question is complete. Then so up to this point is the scripture, it's called the blessed scripture, the scripture, inspired scripture. And then from this point on what we read, and then from this point on what is the Buddha's expression of admiration or rejoice. So it's from this point onwards is Buddha's expression of rejoice. So these are actually spoken by the Buddha. So we read, thereupon the blessed one arose from that meditative concentration and he commented, Holy Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva, the great being, excellent, he said, excellent, excellent, noble child, it is just so, noble child, it is just so. So it seems that up to this point Buddha was immersed, deeply immersed in the meditative absorption of the appearance of the profound, and he didn't really have to work hard, and inspired Avalokiteshvara and Shariputra to engage in this dialogue. And when all the hard work was done, Buddha was very pleased and said, "Well done, well done. This is exactly the way it is."
That the Nyamcha Nyamjin Jebadi Tengdua Buddha Petings in Yamasa Shuni Nyamjin Jemina or Chani Kalava Kalava Sunga Jarwa. But that's all in Yamba Shashimangan, Chini, which was Tamja Loga, Chicks of Kennings, which is an end, Yamshari has the diamond children, this or this one.
So, one thing that also, one point that this indicates is that the Buddha's meditative absorption was in fact total fusion of both meditative equipoise upon the ultimate truth and also his awareness of the world of diversity, the conventional reality. So his realization of both ultimate truth and conventional truth are fused. And therefore, after rising out of his meditative absorption, he was able to affirm and endorse what was presented in the dialogue. Because otherwise, if when he was remaining meditatively absorbed in this equipoise, he had no awareness of the conventional reality, then when he arose from that meditative absorption, instead of endorsing what took place, he will have to ask, what did you say? You know, what did you exchange?
I'm on the Shabbat day. That's how Kalin Shabbat. COVID, the new Kalin Shabbat, Tadu Kaduria, Kunizu Jibdegore. Any thinking you should remember that one. Those new Jibs of Shabbat. Desik midwa kudu chabada deligi ka kesa mongusha dzane koran kunin debe dibi shoni sedza de chasa nge de gosa kunin mande dibi ni kubi kuse ke ni la thona chi gomare
this is just an aside. There was a cabinet minister in Tibet once, and during the
chasa kunin debe dibi chasa nge ni kudu de le chasa shu de gosa ni sedu chasa ma ja chi.
So, and he was notorious for kind of falling asleep during the cabinet sessions, meetings. And but it turns out that quite often he was pretending to be asleep, so that whatever exchanges that took place that he did not really want to listen to, he can pretend that he did not. He was sleeping. And however, whenever there was a discussion that was important to him, that he had interest in, then even though he may be falling asleep, he would immediately kind of, you know, interrupt and participate in the discussion. So he was basically pretending.
Ah, 소지산이 통신 건배 아니 검람문도 제시스 대내 정주도 시속스잖아 나 저도다 네 양대지체 제가 다 될래야 송시 송시 송사디 송야디 말한저 술 다 코아지 에 말한저 다들 여자스디 다 줄일적으로 봐. 자, 내님이 인터넷에 나랑도 여섯이 다 씹어 코와 차도, 내님도 샹완지 차대요. 내님도 샹완지 다 코와, 니, 나랑도 내지. 다 퍼시우스 차도, 다 뒤 닫아보던 것도 내려야다, 땡도 참지 대버려. 동행 두기면 도시 깨지게 다른 건 내려다. 자, 내님이 인터넷에 니 출유, 나랑도 퍼유, 땡자가 다 퍼유들이. 但 내내, 아니, 아, 탈배 차례야. 다들 파는 차례 인터넷에 인터넷에 송시송시.
So with these, the meaning of the explicit subject matter of the perfection of wisdom of Heart Sutra has been explained, which were the doctrine of emptiness. Now to relate this to the implicit subject matter, which is the stages of the path associated with the understanding of emptiness, we will then read it from the mantra which is presented here, which reads Tathyatha Gade Gade Paragade Parasamgade Bodhisvaha. The literal translation of this is that Tathyatha means it is thus, and then Gate Gate means go and go, and Paragate means go beyond, and Parasamgate means go thoroughly beyond, and Bodhi Svaha means establish, be rooted, or be rooted in the ground of enlightenment. So in this mantra, we see how the understanding of emptiness is, and then related to the stages of attainment of the Buddhist paths. For example, the first exhortation, go and go. The first one refers to the path of accumulation, and the second one to path of preparation or linking, and then go beyond refers to the path of seeing, which is when the individual has understanding of emptiness has become direct and unmediated, and that's when the practitioner has become an Arya being. And go thoroughly beyond indicates the attainment of the path of meditation, because what has been seen directly, then through a constant familiarity and practice, one attains the path of meditation. And then the final part of this mantra, which reads Bodhisvaha, means establish, root yourself in the ground of enlightenment, refers to the attainment of final nirvana. So when we read this mantra, which says that go and go, go beyond, we have to understand that there is a kind of a geographical analogy here. And so when we say go beyond, go to the other side, so where we are right now, which is the cycle of existence, samsara, is really on this side. And this is this on this side refers to samsara, the unenlightened existence, the cycle of existence, which in fact has been our home for since beginningless. And although we continue to complain and about sufferings and so on, and we continue to claim that we do not wish to experience suffering and so on, but somehow we have made this cycle of existence our home, and it is on our side, on this side. So the other side refers to the shore of nirvana, the liberation. So the path, the process of path involves going from this side to the other side, the crossing from this side to the other side.
Yeah. 나한테 가쇼래 중로마 자리이나 러시 동안 양도 벌써 다오세 더덴드네 다 수동보세 돈이 쉬고 시간스네마 초조긴 이거를 다 돈이 공주 준비했어요. 다 전에마 전에 남을 시험으로 동보오세 다 지내면 Samichini Namba Je Shasadrama Tonamdo Tunigum Jitison in Bare. Any Pumbu Kam Giji, any Gunjang Tendi Tinema and Jisha Omlam to any Tunigum Ju. Any D Shamgi Sheribu Tata Venus and Tinema, any Konotoji Tingi Kumju Tison in Bare. Jenny.
So now to relate these five stages of the path to the actual text, we read where we read form is empty, emptiness is form. Form is not other than emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. So this fourfold discussion on the fourfold emptiness and also the emptiness of the remaining five aggregates, these present the mode of practicing emptiness on the first two paths, the path of accumulation and the path of preparation, and then the discussion where we have emptiness of the eight aspects of the profound phenomena, such as we read in this way, Shariputra, all things are emptiness, they are without defining characteristics and so on. And this particular section presents the mode of generating the insight into emptiness at the level of path of seeing, path of seeing or path of insight. And then the section where we read, likewise, there is no suffering. There is no ignorance, there is no elimination of ignorance, and so on. This section explains the way of practicing emptiness at the level of path of meditation. And then the next para, which reads paragraph, therefore, Shariputra, since the Bodhisattvas have no obtainment, they abide relying on the perfection of wisdom. That section explains the practice of emptiness at the level of the last stage of the 10th Bodhisattva Bhumi, where the Bodhisattva is abiding in the meditative absorption called the diamond-like meditative absorption.
So that lamga, the tholam nechene, ane kaso da lamga da. Ta ane de tejingi ane sachusen. Yidi ya Omo woman, the Komokman Puyadi, Yamshal Negro Purdu Yari. Tobaya Purdadi. Jenny, da Chidan Yamsha, Susanne, Ada, Atuni, the Yabasha, Yamsha, that's all Tigan Protegari. Chidri made this ane, Solam the Negola, that near the Azul Tunilia. Given 간다 동의가 따라 처하시는 배 인지 시작하면 되고 또 없이 뭐냐 따지 된대 영설이 그러다 뒤 간다 동의가 따와 응원을 띠니 아니 전주 우승 교수 뒤에 동의가 따라 처하시니 또 없던 내버 중요해 용기에 봐 이들 사네 아니 간다 전주 우승 뒤 제일 띠니 나 지금 원인 이 뭐냐 나 동의가 따와 응원을 띠 찾대 이리 이내 안다 지금 다 성중다 이제 이거 타는 마다 빼지 가족 kora nyamnyong da sop sop de chinin de zane da zeji be dingin zeji chwa chele be sop sop de chibe ke dolia ene tu yin de gunju ta be zane jalam be chin de le ene gunju ta be zane ene ji ni na nu sop chero 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 de ge yare se de ni de zane ene chwa so da chwa se mo so chwa so de de ge jalam ni lu shibu de da ngon de che de ne tho du ene tong ba ni de san na chwa yin de zane ene tu yin gunju da gunju go na wa ye nu 진진 나와요. 녹. 아니, 가래다. 대나가 나와요. 녹체. 간다에니 동반이 레베 출 수사와 신도 있네. 가서로 유유제. 다음에 제니 도대하노. 간다에 왜 니스나에 니나 타라베 로베 다 동이기. 또 가서로 그게 냠냠 천인도 자네. 아니, 타버리지. 아니 돈은 더 사탕 왜 싫어. 다지네 아니 가수를 보게서 이모라 다들 내 아니 뇽몽 걸고도 저는 마치 뉴드 걸고도 저래 마치 체체 아니 마다 서비지 내걸이야 뉴드 걸고 르베르베르베 파팡체 엔데네 다 사트임베 기지 타마스네 인자도 사게베 기지 타마스네 인자도 가다 전에 그 다음에 아니 뉴드 인연 보신다 뉴드 빵 그래봐 얘네 아니 다섯 소문 내걸이야 다 돈이 더베 로베 정당 수치 철로 되겠지. 제네니 파이나 이 민주기 샤베 뇽몽기 샤베 아들지 시제트가 시제시바로 바로 정해 너나 대니 공부 타드는 집에 치마 아 다른 놈도 와라 대니 공부 타드는 집에 치마스 어다 딘디디니 아 때네 세니 아니 가족을 그게 지드신 얘기 최 탐제 샘바지 투지리야 이 켄투야지 차이르잖아요. 아니 나바 탐제 켄베 이시사리 좋은 말에. 어디 이 사물로 냥샤는 내가 그러 되기도 와.
So if you look at the mode of procedure of these five parts and how the manner in which one traverses from one level of the path to the next we will find that often or actually the actual transition from one path to the next path takes place when the meditator, the practitioner is immersed in a meditative absorption. And so at the initial stage, that is the path of, when one is on the path of accumulation, one's understanding of emptiness is not derived through meditation, but it's more derived from intellectual understanding and study. So generally speaking, amongst the Bodhisattva practitioners, those who are of the more kind of intelligent aptitude or higher mental faculty, and they, before generating the altruistic intention to become fully enlightened for the benefit of all beings, before attaining bodhicitta, they actually attain the understanding of emptiness, the view of emptiness. And at the initial stage, it is in fact their realization of emptiness, although it is not meditatively derived, it is the understanding, it is more at the level of intellectual understanding and sort of arrived at through a process of reflection. And this profound understanding of emptiness can have a powerful impact upon other areas of their practices, such as when one has a deep understanding of emptiness, this can also have a powerful impact upon one's practice of taking refuge in the three jewels, and also it can lead to the generation of powerful, a true renunciation, the aspiration to attain liberation, and also the realization of emptiness can also motivate the individual into cultivating strong compassion towards all beings and so on. So we see that how the understanding of emptiness reinforces many other aspects of one's spiritual path and in fact complements them. So because on the first level of the path, the individual is accumulating the conditions and circumstances for attaining a more meditatively derived insight into emptiness. Therefore, it is called the path of accumulation because you are accumulating the conditions for that eventual realization. And then, as this, the first level of understanding of emptiness, which is derived through intellectual thinking and also through learning and also through contemplation, becomes more and more deepened, then at a certain point, you will also gain a kind of a total clarity of in your insight into emptiness. And at that point, you have attained what is called the understanding derived through meditation. And this also point marks the beginning of making the transition into the path of preparation, where your insight into emptiness is no longer intellectual or mere conceptual, but rather it is more experiential and meditatively derived. And within the path of preparation, there are four stages called as known as the heat, the summit, the patience, and the supreme dharma. So in these four stages of the path of preparation, what is happening is that the individual understanding of emptiness becomes more and more deepened, and also the awareness of emptiness become subtler and clearer. Thus, gradually the mediation that takes place by concepts become less and less present, and gradually the conceptual elaborations and dualistic perceptions begin to fade away. And when all of these dualistic perceptions of the subject and object, and dualistic perception of conventional reality, the dualistic perception of inherent existence of things, when all of these are removed, when all of these dissolve, at that point the transition has been made into the path of seeing, where now the individual practitioner has become an Arya being, a noble being, and also his or her realization of emptiness has become unmediated and direct. And at that point, it is said that one's understanding of emptiness is there is no subject-object separation, and it is as if both the subjective experience and the object emptiness has become fused, as if water is poured onto water. And so this marks the beginning of path of seeing. And as you deepen your experience of emptiness, gradually you begin to counter the various mental pollutants, such as the mental afflictions and so on, thus going through the stages of the first seven bodhisattva bhumis, bodhisattva levels. And these are known as the seven impure bodhisattva bhumis, implying that on these seven stages, the individual is still not totally free from mental pollutants. So on the eighth bodhisattva level, and then the individual attains total freedom from the mental afflictions. And then on the eighth, ninth, and tenth, then the person, the practitioner, also begins to counter even the propensities for these mental afflictions, the residual propensities and the imprints, and particularly the obscurations which hinder the practitioner, the individual, from seeing both ultimate and conventional reality as a unity within a single cognitive event. That obscuration is finally removed, and then marks the attainment of the truly enlightened Buddhahood, and the attainment of the omniscient wisdom mind of the Buddha, where then the individual's understanding of both the ultimate truth and the conventional truth takes place within a single cognitive event, and also within a single instance of time.
Oh, that's it. Tunyu dawe shirab di shijay jibay nyambo la jitaya jik. That delay, Changju Sengu, Sibajigmada, Chunya memory. So, Tao Tunyu dawe shirab di Changju Sungu Juchi already, Yinei da, Kasuru, Namjin Tawe Julu Dreyalia, 아니 돈이 더 싫어 지금 미쳐봐 아니 장주가 쓴게 작은 거야 아니 장주가 쓴게 다 좋아서 잡지
So in order to make one's wisdom of emptiness an antidote, serve as an antidote to overcome not even the obscurations of mental afflictions, but also obscurations of to subtle knowledge, what is required is the complementary factor of bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the benefit of all beings. So generally speaking, the wisdom of emptiness serves as a condition for attaining all the three types of enlightenment, that of Sravaka, Pratyaga Buddha, and the fully enlightened Buddha. So, however, in order to attain the fully omniscient mind of the Buddha, you need, in addition to the insight into emptiness, you need the complementary factor of the skillful means, which is the bodhicitta.
So that, Sengji said, Nam Jesona, Rangi Julia, Jesona, Rangi Julia, Kansari, Sisubari, Duyari. Don't you talk with Shiro, Jebas on the Maseve, don't you Muslim to talk? Tess on the Maseve, don't you Tane, don't you Muslim to talk with Kasuri, Yishigi, Kasuri, Yumumba, Tane, Pang, Jasper, Kobang, the Seva Inaya, Chanju Semena, Chanju Semen, Tokuyama, Chanju Semena.
So this bodhicitta, the altruistic intention to become fully attained enlightenment for the benefit of all beings, is a quality that the moment an individual realizes this bodhicitta, then the individual becomes a bodhisattva. In contrast, so far as the understanding of emptiness is concerned, even if one might have a deep understanding of emptiness, a valid cognition of emptiness, and also in addition to that, one may have enhanced understanding of emptiness where the realization of emptiness is direct, unmediated, and so on, such that the person is an Arya being. And furthermore, through this direct realization of emptiness, one may have attained arahathood, freedom from samsara. So long as the individual lacks the bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, then such a person cannot deserve the label of bodhisattva. Is not a bodhisattva.
That's the thing. Isn't it? Changju simple, just jealous. Wow, that Changju simple, just jealous. And the big, the song there. That's the thing. Changju simple, just valia, you valia. That Changju simple, you are. So that Changju simple, the zawadi, shena. Any chick that to me the tana and yamba loss of my imba. She to me the tandu get sambe, I'm going to me the net jump sambe, that jump do give me the shushu.
So earlier we read in the sutra the question, how does one engage in the practices of the bodhisattva? So what makes one's practices as that of the bodhisattva is this factor of bodhicitta. So if one has the bodhicitta, then one's practices become that of the bodhisattva. Now, in order to generate this bodhicitta, the altruistic intention, what is required is not only a compassion that wishes other sentient beings to be happy and other sentient beings to be free of suffering, but more importantly, you need a powerful compassion which not only desires others to be free of suffering, but also there is a sense of commitment that you yourself would take upon yourself the responsibility to bring about this aspiration that other sentient beings be free of suffering. So in order to generate such powerful compassion that would make you feel committed to freeing other sentient beings from suffering, what is required is first a basis which is a sense of closeness with other sentient beings. Without this sense of closeness or connectedness to other sentient beings, the powerful compassion cannot arise. And since the great compassion, which is the basis for generating bodhicitta, since great compassion is defined as a state of mind that focuses upon suffering sentient beings and wishes them to be free of suffering, so what is required is in addition to this sense of closeness or connectedness to other sentient beings or empathy towards other sentient beings, you also one also needs to have a deeper understanding of what is meant by suffering that you wish others to be free of. And in order to develop a deep insight into suffering, if you first focus upon one's own experience, it is easier to cultivate this knowledge. So when we speak of cultivating deeper understanding of the nature of suffering, here we are not talking about sufferings which are very obvious to us as painful experiences. There is no need to cultivate the wish to be free from such sufferings. Even the animals have this natural wish to be free of painful experiences. So what that's not the level of suffering that we are concerned with here. There is, however, a second level of suffering which is known as the suffering of change, which are conventionally recognized as pleasurable sensations. However, they have a tendency to culminate, if you persist in their experience, in dissatisfaction and unsatisfactory or in fact painful experiences as well. And of course we need to cultivate the wish or desire to gain freedom from these second level of suffering as well. However, this is not the most important understanding of suffering. What is the most important understanding of suffering that is relevant here is the third level of suffering, known as the suffering of conditioning. And we spoke about this yesterday briefly, how our very fact of existence under the domination and control of karma and mental afflictions is ultimately a form of suffering. So we spoke how under the domination of ignorance is a form of suffering, because we
spoke about how so long as we remain enslaved by this ignorance, this erroneous belief, and then there is no room for a lasting joy or happiness. And also it opens up oneself to all kind of problems. And therefore, the very fact of our existence under the domination and control of ignorance, which is an erroneous belief, is a form of suffering. So it is this level of suffering that we need to understand and then cultivate a strong wish to gain freedom from this suffering of conditioning, conditioned existence. Because freedom from the first level of suffering can be attained to some degree even by humans and celestial beings when they attain higher rebirths. And also the freedom from the second level of suffering can be attained by other sentient beings, for example, through mundane or worldly meditative absorptions, one can attain such states as the four form states and four formless states, where particularly the four formless states, where and the fourth level of form realm and the four formless realms, there the sentient beings are free of both sensations of pain and pleasure, so they remain in a neutral state of feeling. So we can see that even within the cyclic existence, there are realms where one can gain freedom from the second level of suffering. However, it is the freedom from the third level of suffering which constitutes the real freedom from suffering and from the cycle of existence. So it is this level of suffering that we need to understand and cultivate the deep insight into.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So we will stop here.
So you